Avoisa, you were working on that song? Were you working on that song? Oh, we have a new singer. We gave him. Need to give him that. Bezat Hashem. So, Avoisa, we're sending someone to Broadway. Looking for you weren't with us yesterday also. Moshe, please. Maybe you are the talent, the kisharon, born star. There is now to Broadway.
Trust me, Shalom.
What?
Sorry. One way, please.
A voice I Tov, Tov, Leodot, Leodot, Hashem. ולסבר לשמחה עליון טוב טוב להודות להודות להשם ולסבר לשמחה עליון להגיד בבוקר חסדך בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך understand why we need to thank Hashem Yitzbarach so much. We need to thank Hashem Yitzbarach so much because really we're not worthy to receive all of that wonderful light. We haven't done nothing that Hashem is going to smile to us so much like that He's smiling to us. We haven't. Our debts are horrible and Hashem is not looking at that at all. And he's just very happy from every effort, every movement, every small mitzvah that we're doing. Hashem is thrilled. Hashem is so happy, mamash. We're saying on Hashem, Kone Hakol, He's buying everything. Everything He's buying. All of our nonsense, all of our tazuyot, all of our stupidities, He's buying everything. We're saying to Hashem Yitzbarach, I want to be a tzaddik, and He's buying that. Can you imagine? He's buying everything. Hashem, I want to be kosher, and He's buying it. Hashem, I want to be a talmid chacham, and He's buying it. It's amazing. He's buying everything, and we should understand. He's doing it out of kindness. Not that He doesn't know that we're liars. Just that He's so kind to ignore from all of the shames, from all of the insultings, from all of the wrong things that we're doing in the Avodat Hashem, He's ignoring from it. And He's just looking with His Chad Ena Derachame, one eye of mercy. Merciness?
Mercy.
Boy, Eloi bit aven beYaakov, and He's not looking on our sins at all. He's not looking on the sins of Yaakov at all, of Am Yisrael at all, at all, at all. And we need to appreciate it, and to know that, and to be sure and confident that Hashem Yitzbarach is with us, to know Hashem is with me. Confidence is bigger than faith. Faith is that you believe that He can help you. Confidence is that you know that He's going to be there for you. Faith is that you believe that He is the one that can decide, but you're not sure that He's gonna. Confidence, bitachon, means that you're not praying on it at all. You just know that you're gonna get it. You don't need to waste your prayers on that issue. You know that you're gonna have it. That issue that Hashem Yitzbarach loves us, it's an issue that we don't need to pray on. We need to know that.
you have a meeting, you have a job offering, you have something you need to do, you have an interview, you have something, you need to walk with that knowledge that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. Like Rabbeinu promised, I'm walking in front of you. Rabbeinu is opening the doors for us. On every issue, you need to go back to visit your family, you need to go to a trip, you need to do something, you're afraid, you don't know what to do. You need to know Hashem Yitbarach is with you. Like David HaMelech, Gam ki elech begeit zal mavet, even if I'm walking in the valley of death, lo yira ra, I'm not afraid from no bad, I'm not looking on no bad, there is no bad. No bad in the world. Faith means, and confidence means, that the person, he knows for sure that the world is not containing nothing bad. From the creation, what is the bad things? What are the bad things from our perspective? Things that we don't like. Things that we don't want to feel. That we don't want to have them in our lives. We're defining them as bad. For you it's bad. For your neighbor it's great. So who is right? Everyone are right. Ele va'ele divrei Elokim chayim. Just we need to find the path that's going to help us to stay closer to Hashem Yitbarach. If you see that there is something that is pushing you, rejecting you from holiness, from Kedusha, for you it's bad. You don't want that. For you it's bad. But you don't know what's good and what's bad. Because everything Hashem created. This is what it means to have a complete faith, to have complete confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. You're going with Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is with you. How can we achieve all of that? Rabbeinu is writing in Torah Lamed Aleph, Likutei Moharan. We're in the middle of part Hey. A new paragraph. Ubrit Ila'ah, in the highest level of covenant. Hush Mirat HaBrit Kodesh. What it means? It means to watch the Brit. It means to be holy. Uvritata, and the lowest covenant, what it means? Hushmirat isur veheter vechulei. It's to watch, not to make things that are not allowed, prohibitions, not to break them, and to keep the mitzvot aseh. Positive. The positive. וצריך לאדם להיות לו אלו שני בחינות ברית. And every person have to have those two aspects of covenant. From one side you have to watch yourself not to break the rules of what it's allowed and what it's not allowed, and to know that you should keep the mitzvot that you should do. And we're talking on that issue of covenant, on that issue of holiness, of kedusha, of modesty, of relationship between man and a woman, what that's allowed and what that's not allowed. And also, Shmirat HaBrit Kodesh, the second aspect. And now Rabbeinu is explaining what it means, those two aspects. Hainu sheyehe tzadik velamdan. That a person have to be righteous and also a learner. A person have to spend a lot of time learning Torah, but also he is not allowed to fall from his Kedusha. Means that to learn alone only Torah, sit in Beis Midrash and to learn Torah, and this is what that you're doing in your Avodat Hashem, it's not enough. It's not going to bring you those two aspects. You also have to be righteous. Righteous means modest, means Baal Tefillah, that you're praying. All of the righteous people of Am Yisrael, through all of the generations, they have stories on them, how they were saving Am Yisrael from decrees. It was all by and through prayers. All of them. All of the stories. Even if he was just praying while that he was walking to talk to the, to the governor, to I don't know who, and he was talking to him, he was praying in the way. For sure he was praying on the way. He was asking for help for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I'm the messenger, they're trusting on me, please Hashem, help me. Even if he was just hoping for Hashem Yitbarach, that was the thing that brought the salvation. Only the prayers, this is what it calls tzaddik, a righteous man. A person that is defecting the Kedusha, he cannot pray. If you were looking, watching at women, if you were with your wife in an inappropriate way yesterday night, today, this morning, you cannot daven shacharit. If you were looking in the internet, you cannot daven shacharit. If you were opening your eyes in the street, watching, looking at women, at hair, at skirts, at I don't know what, if someone is choking, please give him water. You cannot pray tomorrow. You cannot pray in the day after. You don't have the words. Why you don't have the words? Because you cut yourself from the Kedusha, from source of Kedusha. If you cut yourself from source of Kedusha, you cannot attach yourself to the source of Kedusha. You cannot concentrate in your limud while you're in the Beit Midrash. You cannot put your heart and your mind into the words of Tefillah and to pray with all of the right intentions, with hope and will and desire for Hashem Yitbarach. Because you already turned all of your desires, chas shalom, to something else. Ki lo am ha'aretz chassid. Because the person that is an am ha'aretz, that he's not learning Torah, he cannot be a chassid. Tzadik, what it means, so you need to have those two aspects. Tzadik, a righteous man, nikra al yedei shmirat habrit kodesh. It named on what that is written in the Zohar HaKadosh. Who is a righteous man? Man denatir brit, the one that is watching his brit. What does it mean watching the brit? Means first of all guarding his eyes, not to look at things that are not modest, things that are not allowed. And even if your Yetzer Hara is explaining to you that that woman, she is modest and you're allowed to look at her, it's not true. It's not true. You're not allowed to look even on a modest woman. Can be even worse. It's not allowed. Because when you're looking, when the eye see, the heart desire. So you have to watch your eyes. This is the beginning. This is the door to entrance to the area of Kedusha. To achieve Kedusha, of course, it's a lot higher, it's a lot deeper, it's a lot more complex. But the beginning have to be that you're not putting bad, filthy information through your eyes to contaminate your brain, to contaminate your heart with bad will. Because if the eye saw, the heart desire. If the heart desire, you don't have a heart. Because no'ef isha chasar lev, a man that have lust for women, he doesn't have a heart. The heart been contaminated. Without a heart, you cannot be a righteous man. Have to have a heart. Velamdan, and a learner, what it means, al yedei isur veheter, by knowing what the halachot, what's allowed, what's not allowed. This is why, even if a person gonna know all of the chumash by heart, and gonna know all of them farshim on the chumash and on the navi, and everything on those two issues, and he doesn't know gemara and poskim, he cannot be called Talmid Chacham. A Talmid Chacham is someone that can tell you this you're allowed to do, this you're not allowed to do. He have to give you psak. You have to be to have the ability of a posek. If he doesn't have the answer for you, if you're allowed to do it, if you're not allowed to do it, he is not a Talmid Chacham. He is not a Talmid Chacham. If he's not a Talmid Chacham, so if he cannot tell you yes or no, so he's not a Talmid Chacham. And from Chumash and from the Navi, you cannot be a Talmid Chacham. So Rabbeinu is saying you have to have your effort in life on learning Torah Shebaal Peh, learning Gemara, learning Halakha, learning Poskim, the Halakhot rules. And the other thing that a person should have an effort on is that issue of Kedusha. Guarding his eyes and praying daily on subjects, issues of Kedusha. Vezeu, and this is what it's written in Gemara Masechet Moed Katan. I read an amazing story on Moed Katan. You want to hear? Amazing story from Rav El Yashiv. He said about Rav El Yashiv that he was that he never learned a sugiyah in a Gemara, without finishing the Masechet. If he was learning a certain Masechet, he wasn't learning one chapter, one issue, and leaving the Masechet. He was finishing the Masechet until the end, from the beginning until the end. Just started, we're not going to leave it until he finished the Masechet. So they wrote over there a story, an amazing story, that in Tkufat Hatzena, there was a period of time here in Eretz Israel that there was a hunger. After the Holocaust, in Tafshin Yud,
There was a very hard period of time here in Eretz Israel of hunger. And one day, one of the people in the Beit Knesset, suddenly they saw a sign. Someone wrote that tomorrow they're going to have a siyum masechet and going to be a meal with meat and fish and potatoes and vegetables and drinks and wine. And everyone thought that it's a joke, that someone is making fun of them. Cannot be that someone's going to spend so much food for a siyum masechet. Really, what's going on? No one is doing it in those days. And they came, of course, even though that they thought that it's a joke, they all came. And all of the food was ready on the table. And the person that brought the food, a religious person, saying, come on, Raboisai, wash your hands, there is bread, seuda, everyone are doing netilat yadayim, sitting, eating. And actually, he's not making fun of them, and he's standing up, and he's finishing masechet. Which masechet? Moed Katan. And it's a very, very small, thin masechet. When he's finishing the masechet, he's starting to make a siyum. And when he finished doing the siyum masechet, he's telling them, I can see on your faces that you're all very wondering, surprised, why I'm making such a huge seuda on siyum masechet Moed Katan. So I'm going to tell you the reason, and you're going to tell me after it if it's a good reason to make it such a siyum masechet on such a small masechet in that time. So he told them, he was in Auschwitz, in the Holocaust, and he said, in Auschwitz there was a lot of people that over there, because he removed his shirt and showed them that he's got that horrible number on his hand from Auschwitz, and told them, you know, over there, because of the troubles, because of the suffering, a lot of people were talking to themselves. And you could never tell why people were, what actually happened. But a lot of people lost their minds and were talking to themselves all of the time because of the sorrow. And in the place that he was sleeping, there was a person that was sleeping one bed above him. There were three levels on the beds. He was in the second one. And there was a person like that was mumbling, talking to himself in the bed above him. And no one paid attention to that. One time, in the middle of the night, he's waking him up. He's the one that is telling. He said, he woke me up. That person from above, he was waking me up. And he's telling me, I'm sorry that I brought you back to hell. Because for them to sleep, it was the only escape from the hell of the day. So you wouldn't want no one to wake you up in the middle of your 1, 2 hours, 3 hours of sleeping. So he told him, Mamash, he apologized that he woke him up to the back to hell. But he told him, but listen, me from a very young age, I was always learning Torah. I was learning Mishnayot and Gemara. And I was learning a lot. And I learned all Shas by heart. And I know all Shas by heart. And even though that they brought us here to the camp and we're working so hard, still I'm always memorizing and reviewing all of the Masechtot that I was learning all of my life. And now I feel the soul is going out from me. And he said that he feels that he cannot stay. And this is it, that he's soon going to pass away. And I'm only in page Tet, in the 9th page of Masechet Moed Katan. And I'm too embarrassed to come to Judgment Day without finishing the Masechta. But I don't have the ability to finish the Masechta. I feel that my neshama is going out. And I'm blessing you now, and I'm asking that you're going to survive through the camp and everything until the end of the world. And please then, learn Masechet Moed Katan from page Tet until the end of the Masechet, and do it for my memory. Please, do it. It's going to be Le'ilui Nishmati. And he blessed him. And he told him, okay. And that person told him, thank you. You helped me very much. You nichamtati, consoled, comfort me. And he lying on his bed and said Kriyat Shema and passed away like that, just like that. And he said, so I haven't even finished the Masechta. We're just finishing it from page Tet that I started to complete it just for him. And you're now going to tell me if it's worthy to do such a siyum masechet for that poor guy or not. So, every masechet, everything, just, you see, masechet moed katan. Importance of learning Torah. Look what... they brought it because to explain the importance of finishing Masechta. That Rav Eliashiv himself also, he was finishing Masechta always, and he never left a Masechta that is not finished. Always finishing the Masechta from the beginning till the end. So they're bringing from Masechet Moed Katan. Im harav dome le malach Hashem Tzvakot, if the rabbi, he looks like a malach Hashem Tzvakot, an angel of Hashem Yitbarach, what it means? Tzarich sheye tzadik velamdan. That the rabbi should be a rabbi and also looks like a malach Hashem Tzvakot, means a tzadik, a righteous man. Needs the person to be righteous and a learner. Malach, an angel, ze bechinot lamdan. It's an aspect of a learner. Why an angel? It's like a learner. Bechinot matat kanal. It's the aspect of matat, that it's chanoch, that it's sar hapanim, the angel that is the minister of the face of Hashem Yitbarach. And on him, it's written, tzevakot, that he's malach Hashem tzevakot. What it means, tzevakot? They learned over there in Moed Katan, Ot hu batzava dile. He is only one letter from his army. Means that Hashem's got a huge army of soldiers, and even though that he's Malach Hashem Tzvakot, even though that he's Matat, such a huge angel, still he's only one letter from all of the army of angels of Hashem Yitbarach. So you see that he's a learner, means because he's an aspect of the letters. Tzvakot means one letter. So it's an aspect of the limud, of learning. Alright, so I taught you all of that in a wrong way. And now we're going to fix it. It was also good, also nice, and now we're going to fix it. I'm going to tell you why I mistake in that, and then we're going to fix it all. So, first of all, malach, the word angel, been taught like that we said. It's the aspect of learner, of lamdan. Now, when Rabbeinu brought and he said, "Bchinot matat," an aspect of matat, this is where Rabbeinu is finishing that issue of learner, of lamdan, and he is calling that lamdan matat. It's written on matat, on malach matat, that he is the Torah shebe'al peh, that he is the six sidre mishnayot, that he is the mishnayot, that he is the Torah shebe'al peh. Now, in the second issue of righteous men, of tzaddik, Rabbeinu is also bringing the angels. This is why I mistake to connect those two issues to say that it's the first one. But actually, until here, it's the issue of learner. The word tzvakot, in the Gemara over there, in the verse, it's coming to teach on a righteous man. Ot hu batzava dile. He is a letter in his army. What it means, a letter? Ot is not only a letter, it's also a sign. You can see an ot, a sign. It's a, like a mofet, something that you saw and it was a sign, so you're calling it ot. It symbolized something, it's telling you something. Bechinot tzadik ot brit. Like that it's written, aspects of righteous man, that he is ot brit, that he is the sign for the covenant. He is showing to you that there is a covenant, that there is an agreement between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. If you're looking generally on Am Yisrael through the CNN, you will never gonna understand what is the connection of Am Yisrael to the Creator. What is the covenant? What is the agreement? But when you're looking on a righteous man, when you see someone that is so holy, that is praying, that is learning Torah, that is so kind, that is making huge amounts of holy mitzvot, wonderful things for Am Yisrael, that he's all pure, from him you can recognize and understand the covenant, the connection, the brit, the agreement between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. Ubechol makom shemuzkar tzadik, and in every place that it's mentioned, the word righteous, gam brit ata'a nichlal bo. So also he's included the lower way of covenant. We said, righteous, it's the higher covenant. Learner, it's the lower covenant. But when you're saying righteous, it includes also learner. A real righteous man cannot be only righteous. He have to be a learner also. This is why you don't have righteous people that are not also have that wisdom of saying psak halakha, and that maybe they have, like for an example, like our Rabbi Rav Shalom. He is also a Dayan for almost 30 years that he is Dayan. That he learned psika and he knows from Rav Yaakov Mutzafi that he was the Av Beit Din of Edah Sfaradit in Jerusalem. And he is a posek and he is a Dayan. But he cannot spend his time on being a posek. This is why he's got Rav Elchanan Elgod, that's going to have a good, wonderful, long life, that he is the posek of the yeshiva, because the Rav don't have time for that. But still, ask a Rav every halachic question, he knows exactly how to answer to you, because a tzaddik, a righteous man, includes also the learner inside of that, the ability, the skills of learning inside of it. Ki ha-tachton nichlal ba-elyon, because the lower is included in the higher one. בבחינת ידך תחת ירחי. In the aspect of what we saw yesterday, that's written on Eliezer, the slave of Abraham, your hand is under my thigh. That he made an oath, mean that he surrendered himself, being conquered, surrendered himself to Abraham Avinu. He's obligated to Abraham Avinu. Eliezer, that is the aspect of the lower covenant. Umi, Rav Shalom once said, maybe it's written here in the Torah in the future, I don't remember so much, but Rav Shalom said that if a person now feels that he's got a falling, that he is going down in a certain way, so it's better to fall from the learner than to fall from the tzaddik, from the righteous. What it means righteous, what it means learner. Learner means that you're coming to the yeshiva, that you have your sdarim, that you're coming on time, that you're not talking while the seder, that you're finishing a page a day, you have your amounts of learning. This is lamdan. A righteous man is the mikveh in the morning, it's the sha'ait bodedut, 1 hour it bodedut, every day. It's to pray with intentions. So it's the midot, not to shout, not to curse. This is what it means, kedusha. This is what it means, righteousness, righteous man. So, if a person feels that he doesn't have power to do everything that he was used to do, so fall from your learner and don't fall from the righteousness. Don't fall from your sha'id bodadu. Don't fall from the mikveh. If you're going to fall from dafayomi, it's going to be okay. One day you're going to climb back to learn dafayomi. But if you're going to fall from your sha'id bodedut, we're going to have to send the mefitzim to knock on your door and to bring you back to the yeshiva, hopefully, that you're going to open. If you're not going to be too busy listening to Led Zeppelin or something. Yes, nobody said. So, Vav, ומי שהוא בבחינת ברית, and the one that is in the aspect of covenant, azai, so then, chesed mitgale befuma de'ama. So, the kindness is being revealed in the place of Kedusha. Bivchinat, in the aspect of Le'olam Eshmor Lo Chasdi, always I'm gonna watch my kindness to him, Uveriti Ne'emenet Lo. And the covenant is loyal to him. Means the agreement, Hashem gonna fulfill his side of the contract. This is a little bit more for married people, but also bachelors can learn from that. All of mitzvat onah, all of the obligation of the husband to be with his wife, is only coming from that place of mercy, of love, of caring to her, loving her, supporting her, being with her, for her, and not for selfish will, selfish needs. Chas v'shalom. This is why Rabbeinu is saying that kindness is being revealed in the place of holiness, kindness, that you are there for her, that you love her, that you think about her, that you want to support her, to be there for her and not for yourself at all. ובשביל זה, and this is why, ניתנה מידת חסד לאברהם, the attribute of kindness been given to Abraham. Software is working, Baruch Hashem. Been given to Abraham. Ki hu haya rosh la ma'aminim. because he was the head of the believers, of the ones that had faith, v'rosh lanimolim, and the head to the ones that circumcised themselves also. So he was the most holy, he was the beginner of kedusha, of holiness, and Rabbeinu is bringing suddenly the faith also, even though that he was not talking about it before, about faith. And now suddenly he connects those two things together, kedusha and faith. Because if you don't have faith, you cannot be holy. And if you're not holy, you cannot have faith. You cannot believe in Hashem Yitbarach, like that we said, you cannot pray if you're not holy. You just cannot. It's not happening. It's two things that are coming together. And it's been given to Abraham Avinu, that he is the highest covenant, like that we said, that both of the covenants, both of the levels are included in one. וכשנתגלה החסד, and when the kindness is being revealed, היינו האהבה, means the love, וההשתוקקות, and the desire for Hashem יתברך, the desire, הזק המוות, אהבה, that the love is stronger than death, that is mamash, strong, burning, enlightening inside of yourself, that you don't know what to do with yourself. Your desire to meet Hashem, to see Hashem, to satisfy Hashem, to please Hashem. You become to be a male, and Hashem Yitbarach, He becomes to be, so to speak, a female. You achieve a level like that, that you become to be a male that influence on Hashem Yitbarach, that you care about Hashem. You're changing things so much. You're high, you're climbing, achieving by kedusha, by faith and love to Hashem. You're coming to a place that you are influencing on Hashem, that you're making Hashem happy. And then it's written, nekevat esovev gaver, female is surrounding the male, and Hashem is surrounding you, and you become to be the inner side of Hashem. This is a righteous man, that Hashem is listening. When a person wants to do something, he thinks, where he's checking things inside, he's looking inside what he's got, and then he's coming to a decision. Hashem is checking what he's got inside. Inside, suddenly he's got you. Suddenly you become to be his inner side. You become to be his pnimiyut. And your will counts. And Hashem is doing what that you want, what that you are praying on. And it can and then this is also the time that the secrets of the Torah being revealed to the person. Because secrets of the Torah, all of the wisdom of Kabbalah and all of the real wisdom of the Torah, secrets, the will of Hashem Yitbarach, all of that is the pnimiyut of the Torah. This is the inner side of the Torah. And when you are influencing on Hashem, when you're praying on Hashem, when you want Hashem to be happy, when you want the kids of Hashem to be happy, you're influencing on Hashem. You become to be a male, and the female that it's become to be Hashem is surrounding you because he's receiving satisfaction from you, and you become to be the inner side of Hashem. And Hashem and the Torah is one thing. So you become to be in the place of the secrets of the Torah. So to know the secrets of the Torah, Rabbi Isai, it's a huge chidush. You cannot learn it from the Torah. You can learn it only in the field. You can learn it only when you're doing it bodedut. Only when you're praying in right intention. Only then you can reveal the secrets of the Torah. Because when you're learning, you are receiving. But when you're praying, you are giving. When you're learning, you're enjoying. You enjoy from the limud, you receive wisdom. But when you're praying on Hashem, but itpalel chana al Hashem, then you become to be a male. And then you cannot receive. And you're just giving. And when you're giving, Hashem is receiving. And when Hashem is receiving, you're going to reveal the secrets of the Torah. Secrets of the Torah are going to surround you. Like that it's written, ve'emunatcha sevivotecha. The faith is surrounding the person. בבחינת, in the aspect of בבחינות, of what it's written, כי חולת אהבה אני, that the person becomes to be sick out of love to Hashem יתברך, and each and every one of us needs to achieve that level, and it's not in the sky, it's not in heaven, it's not behind the mountains, it's not across the sea, it's under your nose, it's in the field. Thank you very much. Thank you.